Welcome to the Yogi Show. My name is Yogi Brian, co-host on the show with Pedro Luna. Today's show is Down the Rabbit Hole. We have Anton Wisbisky on the show, and the show is sponsored by Clever Yoga. We got a 20% discount for you. You can go to cleveryoga.com and use the code YogiShow20. Get your 20% off right there. I love Clever Yoga. I use their Liquid Balance premium yoga mat, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Go check them out, but let's get to the show.
Showtime. Let's go. Welcome to the Yogi Show episode. I'm not even sure what episode this is, but this is the inaugural episode of Deep Down the Rabbit Hole with our special guest friend, Anton Wisbisky, who's been on the show on episode number 7. Welcome back to the show, Anton. What's up, man? How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited to kick off this little mini series with you guys.
Yeah, little mini series, man. And Yogi Brian's, I didn't like use the word down the rabbit hole till I think I met Brian, and like he used it like every other hour. He would message me about the rabbit hole. And so now like here we are on a segment about it. So what's up, Brian? How are you, man?
What is up, Pedro? What's up, Anton? So excited for this segment of the show, Down the Rabbit Hole. And anybody on a yoga journey, meditation journey, no matter what you're going to go down the rabbit hole in your practice, I can guarantee that. Anton, how's it going?
It's going great, man. And I can totally agree with you. There's going to be a moment where you just got to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. The awakening, you know, the awakening. So let's do that. We were going to talk about routines first. We got a couple. So these questions, friends and listeners out there listening, these questions are stemming from stuff that we put in our Yogi Show Community Podcast Facebook group. So there'll be links below how you can join. And then for the future episodes, you can ask some questions and we can answer them also on Instagram story and whatnot. But maybe we could kind of start off with that, like spiritual awakening stuff. And like, what was that moment for you that the shift happened? I think, Anton, you might've touched on it before, but like rehash my memory and we'll let Anton kick it off. And then I know when mine was, and then Brian, I already know when yours is. So Anton, kick us off with spiritual awakening, how you knew like that rabbit hole was opening up for you and going down it.
Oh man, where does it start? Jeez. There's been so many different levels to the rabbit hole, I guess. And then there's also been times where I went down a rabbit hole thinking it was a rabbit hole to realize it was just an illusion, you know? But the moment, I don't know if I had a specific moment, but I guess when I was young, I got in communication with some very powerful people. And I knew something was different with them, but I didn't know what was different exactly. But turns out they were in like a secret society, and that opened up a whole new realm of how there's actually ancient knowledge out there that's kept secret amongst certain groups of people. So that introduced me to a whole new world of understanding, like, because we hear these terms like the law of attraction, your thoughts create reality, blah, blah, blah. But like there's levels to that. And there's levels of understanding within certain groups of people that I've been grateful to be around. And I think being introduced to that type of knowledge so young just took me down so many deep rabbit holes. Then it got into the whole conspiracy thing. Now it's just transitioned a lot. So I don't think there was one specific moment, but a lot of different chapters, I want to say. So
got it. Heard, man. Heard.
Just layers and layers and layers.
Yeah.
Peeling the onion. And anybody listening here, if you're like just starting on your journey and you're thinking like, what is a rabbit hole or what are they talking about? It's just basically like a different way of seeing the world. Like just as for me, as you get deeper down the rabbit hole and you practice and you practice and practice, like it's just a different way that you see the world. I feel like, do you agree with that, Anton?
Yeah, totally. I think, the term down the rabbit hole might confuse or maybe not be the best way to portray it, but there's always a greater level of understanding. I mean, there's always a new truth. And there's always, I guess, a greater truth. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
I love that. The way that you put that, articulated that, is really, it hits home for me. It's like, you know, the deeper levels of understanding.
Yes.
And undoing like prior conditioning, you know, like we're conditioned to think away, do this way, go to school like this, have to have a job, college, kids, white picket fence, dog, you know, three cats, you know, you pick whatever it is that you want. But it's like, you know, understanding that like all of that is like someone else's story. Like that doesn't have to be your story, you know, and everybody's awakening is a little bit different. So
that's huge facts, man.
Yeah, no.
And not judging the path. Like, right. I think so many, I mean, I went down that road of like thinking spirituality was one cut out way, mm-hmm. you know, kind of being rigid with it. And that was something actually yoga helped me with, was learning that there is no quote unquote path. Like the only answer is love. So however you get there, it doesn't matter.
Right. Dude, love in all things, man. Love in all things. Brian, tell us about the moment. If you were the spiritual awakening moment, when you realize like, man, this is something that like an unfolding is happening like right now.
Gosh, I'm that person. Like I need to do something physically, and I'm even realizing that like today, like I have to do something with my body. Like I have to move. I have to do something with my body. And you know, I was going through a rough time when I really started doing a yoga practice. Like I was really going through a rough time. I was going through a divorce at the time, and I was very angry at what was going on. I couldn't control the situation. Like I had to be patient and wait, which was very frustrating to me. And all I could do is just sit in the pain. You know, all I could do is just be with it. And like, how do you like be with the pain without like jumping off a cliff? You know, like that was like one of my things, is like, I have to like survive this. Like I have a child and I have family that love me. Like, how do I fucking survive this? And yeah. Like going to the gym, like didn't really help. Like, but I found yoga, and yoga like really helped. Even though I was like angry so many times in Shavasana, like I was like, my eyes were open and I was pissed off. But like, as I kept practicing, I kept feeling better. Like it was such good medicine to me. And like, I've learned recently, because last year I did I was down the rabbit hole on a meditation practice, and I love meditation. And meditation is great for like insight and like self-study, but for like therapeutic factor, like I need to move my body, I need to do yoga, and I've been back into like a physical yoga practice, and that like releases so much energy, like so much of that stress and energy for me. So basically, like going down the rabbit hole for me is like a process. You know, sometimes I really figure out like, hey, this might be it, this meditation might be it, and it's good. And then, you know, but it's really like a balance for me.
Yeah.
And that's why I really love like yoga and meditation, because like it's kept me like alive through the tough times. Like, you know, times are they're temporary, good times are temporary. And like going down the rabbit hole for me is like, how am I feeling today? What can I do today in the present moment that can just, you know, just can like make me more aware of the present moment? So it's not anything like super crazy anymore. I thought it was like really like complex and I need to figure fucking everything out, but it's really like, am I okay right now in the present moment? And like that's what I've been practicing.
Dude, yeah. That's beautiful, man. I think that was really well put, and it's kind of built off of like maybe where I was originally taking this conversation of more of like the conspiracy esoteric stuff like that. But like you said, I mean, that's great. That might be cool. But what matters is this moment, this present moment. And like, what is even true enlightenment? You know, what does that even mean? And for me, it's like you said, it's just being present, like being aware. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Present and aware. But like, and how you were saying, like going those esoteric practices, like sometimes like we need that, or I need that to get to the present moment. Sometimes exactly, I need to go down there and like feel like, okay, that's amazing, and that's why right now is fucking great, you know?
Yeah, there's stages to it. I think I don't know who told me this, but there was like some story about some enlightened guy and he realized like there's like stages of enlightenment, like, and he realized that this reality wasn't real, like what you see is not real. And he realized that there was a mountain, and that there's one thing to know there's a mountain, and to one thing to know that there's actually a mountain and to realize that there really is no mountain, and accepting that and being okay with that. And it's kind of like, I feel all deeply spiritual people, some of the sages and different wise people through the time of history that we are aware of, whether it's in a religious context or not, there was moments where they were kind of away, tucked away, initiating themselves into higher knowledge, and then coming back to realize like all that's in between doesn't matter. It's just like, how are you operating in this world today? And I feel like with so much availability to different types of information, there's so many people that get lost in like the conspiracies and this and that, and they forget to live life, and they forget that they can't get lost in trying to find themselves. They can't get lost in all this stuff that really doesn't have anything to do with their lives, and that really all that matters is developing their own practice to be the best versions of themselves. That's what all this deeper knowledge is teaching you how to do. So
yes, and find like the truth.
Yes.
Find the truth in the present moment. And like how you're saying about the mountain, like that's really like, you know, saying being in the present moment, that sounds simple, but it's fucking not simple, because like what is in the present moment? Like we can be like, you know, just so many illusions and non-truths. And really meditation yoga for me is like finding the truth to like really fully accept the present moment. It's a process. How about you, Pedro?
Well, two things. So one, I think about that all the time. You said like present moment. It's like when you catch yourself like, oh shoot, like, am I actually present right now? Like, no, in that moment you're not, because you're thinking about, am I actually present? Like just be present. And then you're actually present, you know? But yeah, so about awakening. So there's two things that kind of woke me up. And just to go back to what Anton said about really it's different layers of levels of waking up that it is. It's not just like one thing. The one thing when I started doing yoga, of course, that was like the first awakening for me was doing yoga. And that helped me get through a time of stress and anxiety from like work stuff. But then similar to Brian, I went through a divorce situation. And as I'm going through the divorce situation, for the first like 8 months of that, I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm straight. Like, yeah, it's all good, you know? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like one day I was driving to work, bro. I can see it. No, story time. So I'm driving to work. I'm about to get on the highway. I'm in a little bit of traffic. I'm trying to turn right onto this highway. I can't get on. I'm like, what the hell? And all of a sudden, like I just start cold sweating. And I was like, yo, like, wow. What is this? Like, what is this feeling? I don't want to feel this. What is this feeling? And it brought back all of the anxiety and fears from like 3 years ago when I first hit the anxiety button, because I'd never experienced that before. All of that came right back like a flood. And it was terrible. And it, like, I was like cold sweating at my desk at work. Like I was a zombie. I don't even know if I was actually at work. It was like a shell. And it was awful. And it stayed around. I went back to therapy and I'm talking to my therapist one day. And this was the moment when really I had the choice to like wake up or not. And this isn't to say there's nothing like pharmaceutical drugs and whatnot is maybe for some people to help you get through a hard time and whatever. Like I'm not a doctor, not an MD. I'm just saying this is my experience. Mm-hmm. So my therapist that I was seeing was really into like holistic meditation, veganism, like all sorts of different ways to help change your vibration and do it, you know, sitting with what is and being within and then just growing through it, whatever you're going through. So I remember I decided, I was like, okay, I'm going to take these like Lexapro or some anxiety medicine. I'm going to take these drugs and like to help me get my shit together. So I remember going to therapy like a couple of days later. I took like one or two of them. And I was like, I decided I'm going to take this medicine. And she's like, okay, that's your choice. But my question to you is like, what do you really want to know about yourself? Hmm. Like, what do you really want to know? Is it like having medicine, is that like your Band-Aid? Or is it like, can you sit with it and allow for feeling to be understanding? And I was just like,
damn, drop some wisdom on you.
Shit, man. I was like, buckle up. I was like, buckle up. Like, here we go. Because like, I wanted that. Like, I wanted the feeling to be understanding. I wanted to go through it. And I knew that I would come out better on the other side. Like, I wanted that. But all the, like, so many other people in the background, the media, the this, that, it's like, oh, this will help you. Like, do this. Like, this is like a quick fix. And I was like, no, man. Like, I got to go through this shit. Like, I really got to do it. And it was not easy, guys. Like, you guys know, like, it wasn't easy. But on the other side of it, like, I went through that stuff. I've got to here. And I've grown a lot since that was 6 years ago or whatever. It was 7 years ago. I don't remember, 7 years ago. And being able to wake up and say that I grew through that experience. And that was the huge awakening for me. Like, that was the moment where I was like, I have a choice and that I am going to empower myself to go through this and then come out better on the other side. one breath, one day at a time.
Wow. That's a tremendous amount of awareness, man.
It is. Man. Yeah.
Like when you're in those kind of dark places, like it's so easy to want to rely on like a pill to make you feel better, rely on something outside of you, drugs and alcohol and things like that. Yeah, I can totally relate. I guess I didn't take the same steps you took, but I kind of shared with you guys a little bit in the first episode. Like that's exactly what got me on this path of spirituality was I was actually on that same drug, Lexapro.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When I was young. So I had severe anxiety attacks every single day, the whole nine, you know, the whole story. And one day I was going to school, I just forgot to take the medicine. Mm-hmm. And I just flipped out, completely flipped just out.
Flipping out about not taking it, that you're like, I'm good. And like, wait, I didn't take it. So like all this shit I had.
No. So I forgot that I didn't realize I didn't take it.
Oh, okay, okay.
And what started happening was I was getting withdrawal symptoms and I didn't know why.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was just like, my head, it literally felt like I had what was called a brain zap. Literally felt like someone was taking electricity and zapping my brain. And, you know, I'm a young kid, 15 years old, 14 years old or something.
Right.
And for some reason I had the awareness that it was linked to, not right away. I realized this through time that it was linked to that drug I was taking, that Lexapro. And, you know, I went home that day and like all my body wanted to do was consume that drug. It was like, mm-hmm. it had control over me. And then it happened again a few months later. And then that's when the light bulb went off. Like something's wrong here. And that's what made me start to question, like, yo, I don't want to have to rely on this pill to not be able to function as a human. Like mm-hmm. at 14 years old, I somehow I had this awareness.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was on Xanax as well, and they had me on some pretty strong drugs, but, I eventually weaned off of all of them and learned through my breath that I could actually calm my anxiety. Not to say I stopped it by any means fully, but it was dealing with it rather than suppressing it. And it opened me up to like, wow, there may be natural alternatives. There might be something different. And that was really what really started my whole journey. And thankfully today, like I don't struggle with anxiety at all.
That's so awesome.
Grateful. Yeah. And a lot of that now is because of like the deep breath work I do. And it's just kind of put all that to a fast stop and healing from it. Cause the body, you know, keeps score of everything, and anxiety is just like our nervous system way out of whack. So through breath work, I've been able to really, overcome a lot of that, which has been so life-changing.
Tremendous, man. Tremendous. And that kind of like, and like just what you said about the breath, Brian talks about the breath all the time on this show and just in life, because it's so key for everybody out there. Like it's so key to ground in the moment, you know? And just because like someone says you have a label of anxiety, you know, like when even like Anton just said, like he doesn't struggle with it anymore, but I'm sure just like in everyday life, there's like something that pops up, like an alert on your phone from someone. You're like, oh shit, you know? And it's like, just take a deep breath and like let it go. And then you just deal with whatever the situation that comes is, you know, but a lot of that stuff is like programmed in there from like past stuff. And that was one of the questions that someone asked on, when we reached out or we posted on the Instagram story, someone was asking about like, how do I like work with these old patterns? Like, how do I work through old patterns to establish new patterns? And so that's a perfect segue into this conversation. So that was from, our friend from Australia, DJ Girl. She's like super supporter of the show. And so shout out to her for following the show and loving us. And, so let's go with Brian talking about reprogramming, because yeah, you're doing subconscious mind stuff, mm-hmm. you know, just about like reprogramming, like new stuff in and taking the old stuff out. Like Brian, hit on that for us.
Sure. And this is a good example of going deep down the rabbit hole for me. I started last February, like a year from now, I started meditation practice. I didn't have a meditation practice before. I told myself for 90 days, I'm going to meditate no matter what, every single day, whether it's 2 minutes or, you know, I had Insight Timer and they track how much meditation you can do like per day, whatever. So you get that check mark for the day completed. So that was my goal. I just want to meditate for 90 days in a row. After 90 days, I'll quit if I don't like it. And I loved it. But it took like 77 days. So it took time for me to even like meditation, because I was sitting there and I'm like, this shit is not working. Like, I'm so bored. I'm so fucking bored and I just want to be on my phone or do something else or do yoga. So it takes time, whatever you're doing. But as I went on my meditation practice, I learned like, oh shit, like a guided meditation is just the same as fucking hypnosis. And everybody has this idea of like hypnosis. You see someone, you know, a hypnotist on the stage and they make people like put their hands in the air and do silly shit. So I had that idea of hypnosis, like, oh, I can't be hypnotized, blah, blah, blah. But as I was researching hypnosis, I realized like we're in hypnosis throughout the day. Like our minds go through different brain states and like, say when we're watching TV, like our minds go into alpha, theta, sometimes zone out.
Especially at night.
Yeah, exactly. Especially at night. So I realized like, fuck, guided meditation is just like hypnosis. And one of the best ways to like help yourself or like change a behavior is to reprogram your subconscious mind, which Anton, like you said, right when you wake up or right when you go to sleep. So I started doing like listening to YouTube's like an abundance reprogramming at night and doing gratitude affirmations in the morning. And it takes, when you do this, everybody listening, when you start something new, it takes fucking time. Give yourself time. Yeah. It takes like, you know, 60 to 90 days for something to start clicking because your brain's in those habits. Like the universe, the whole galaxy in the universe is a fucking habit. Like you can find where a planet's going to be because everything's in a fucking habit. Our bodies are a habit. Everything is a set of habits. The subconscious mind is a set of habits. So if you want to change something long-term from everything that I've read and looked at and I've experienced myself, you have to repetitively do something daily for 90 to 100 days to get it in your brain. Then it's automatic, just like driving a car. And that's kind of what I got on it. What do you guys think?
I love that, man. I love, dude, everything you said so good. Anton, reflect on that and give it some more from your experience.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything, man. I think the repetition is so key, man. That's been, especially as you get older, you know, once you're older and you're past like the age of like 17, 18 years old, you got to do some serious repetitive reprogramming. Just inserting knowledge over and over and over and over again until it sticks. And I don't think you can ever do that enough, to be honest. I mean, I do it every day. For me, I think something you can do is you have to become aware of your thoughts you want to change, your behaviors, your habits you want to break. If you're not aware of them, you can't change them. So like really take the time to like, be like, okay, like whether it's on your phone or a piece of paper, if you're committing to change, if you're committed to going down the rabbit hole, take the time for yourself to be like, okay, I'm going to write down every single thought that comes to my mind today that I want to change. And I mean, we have so many thoughts throughout the day and so many people there, they have this negative self-talk. They're like, oh, I hate myself. Oh, I'm tired. I'm this, I'm that. And they don't even realize they're affirming a negative affirmation to themselves repetitively for 30 years in a row. So
yeah, no doubt.
They have to become aware of that. And for me, I do all types of meditation where before I even start the meditation, I know my main stories that I tell myself, or what I like to call lies. They're lies that we tell ourselves. And I become aware of those, whether it's like, you know, I'm low on energy. You know, I feel tired all the time, whatever it might be, or I'm in a mood, I'm irritable, I'm annoyed when I wake up, whatever it might be, or, oh, this person gets under my nerves, everything, just write it all down. And then I look at those thoughts and I disassociate from them in my meditation. So if you can look at them, you're no longer them. You're the awareness observing them. And it takes tremendous amount of awareness. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks a lot about this, but this has changed my life. I mean, when you can become aware of these thoughts, that's the moment they lose a little bit of power over you. Mm-hmm. So it's becoming aware of them, you know, and then in your waking day, when you're walking, you'll begin to catch those thoughts. And if you meditate on them and you become so aware of them, you'll start to catch them before they even are a thought. You'll feel them coming. And it's this like intuitive nature we have. And there's things you can do when you feel it. What I do is I go, stop it, stop it, stop it, or change, or cancel, cancel. I use these phrases to stop those thoughts, to break that neural pathway so I can create a new one, a better one. And it, you know, it takes, this takes so much time, but it's possible. And I do this in my life. I mean, I do it every day. If you're close to me, you'll see, like, I'll sometimes be like, change, stop it. It's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm changing a pathway, man. I'm breaking this habit. So I do that all the time. But the next thing, which is just as important as the first one, is you have to have a vision of the ideal you. What does the future you look like? What do they talk like? What do they walk like? Who are they? What do they think like? And if you don't have that version of yourself, you're not going to create the new you. And then you're just going to go back to the program of what you're trying to change in the first place. So you have to become aware of the old stuff, be able to replace it with new stuff, a bigger, greater version of yourself, and step into that new version of you all the time. I mean, and that's, you can do that in a meditation practice. You can do that with your eyes open. I mean, it takes time, and it's almost like, who are you pretending to be in a way? And that's, I mean, through do that repetitively, like people say, fake it till you make it. It's kind of where it comes from. You do that repetitively over years, you're going to eventually become a new person.
Oh, no doubt.
And you're not going to be worrying about, or you're not going to have to worry about those old kind of things you're trying to work through. And what I found is that, you know, after years of doing this, you arrive at that new you. And then there's more stuff. You realize there could be a greater version of you, and then you start working on that. And then your newer creation has now become an old creation that you're trying to grow beyond. So it's a beautiful stage of evolution. But yeah, I think that's what I would say if you want to do that. Beat those old patterns.
I want to walk. Can we hang out in Venice again? And you can just like, we're just like hanging out. And you're like, change. I'm like, what do you mean? Stop. Yeah.
And it's really, awareness is so huge. Like, I can't even like explain how fucking important awareness is to everybody out there. Like, just being aware. Like, when we first started doing this podcast, like, I was listening to myself and I'm like, I fucking stutter. Like, I'm a stutter.
True story, guys. True story. Like,
I had to like really work on that, and just being aware that I needed to articulate my thoughts and get them out and maybe take a pause when I'm speaking. I researched like how to fix a stutter. I just wasn't aware of that. And now I'm better at that. I'm still working on that, but it's fucking awareness. Like, even like, if I look at a picture, like look at a video, I'm like, fuck, man, my clothing style is just a little shitty. Like, I thought black on black is cool, but my top shirt is faded compared to my bottom shirt, you know, just shit like that. Being aware of what the fuck is going on helps you to figure out like, okay, maybe I got to change my style, or maybe I got to change my approach. Because without that awareness, like, we're just going to be stuck in that repetitive pattern.
Yep.
So anybody out there, if you're like stuck in something, maybe ask yourself a question. What I've learned when I did research on the subconscious mind, that asking a question breaks that repetitive movement. Yep. Like, instead of driving to work this way, what if I went a fucking another way? You know, mm-hmm. maybe it's longer, but maybe I'll have a better peaceful drive because the scenery is going to be better. I don't fucking know. But that's awareness to you. Asking the question, how can this be different? Like, I woke up this morning, or this is an example. Maybe you woke up in a shitty mood. Well, why? Maybe ask yourself, why did you? Did you not get enough sleep? Did you look at your phone right when you woke up? Things like that. Awareness.
Oh man. Something I want to add real quick to that is, when we started with kind of like anxiety and things like that in the beginning of the show. So I feel like a lot of people in our society struggle with mental health. So something I've done, and I still do, is, what does it look like if I don't struggle with anxiety today? And what happens is, you're in your mind, you're painting a new version of yourself. You are creating a potential in the quantum field, you're in reality, to a new version of you. So if somebody has anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, you know, any of these things, ask yourself, who is the version of me that doesn't struggle with these things, that doesn't have anxiety? What does that person look like? And just asking that question, you're opening up so many new possibilities that you may have never thought of. Ask that question to yourself every day for 2 years. Dude, you're going to be a rock star because you're going to start acting as if you don't have anxiety.
Exactly. Dude, I love that, man. I love that so much. So much, man.
It's true. And it made me think of like the I am. You know, I am is one of the most powerful mantras. I am. Like, we're humans and we can actually say, I am this. Like, most animals can't say, I have anxiety or I am this. So it's like when I say, and I'm careful of my self-talk, like totally. Since going mindful down this man. Journey, like I am this, like, oh, I am anxious. Okay, well, cool. You're going to fucking make sure you're anxious today. You know,
you're going to
prove that to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, as like I used to play competitive golf, and like one of the things is being in a slump, right? And I had like a sports psychologist, and it's like, whenever you say I am in a slump, you're going to fucking prove you're in a slump. You're going to play shitty with whatever you're doing. You're going to prove it to everyone. You know, instead of taking it like one day at a time or one shot at a time or one breath at a time, it's like, yeah, whatever you say you are, like, you're going to find that. Like, you create your own reality. That's one of my favorite quotes, is you create your own reality. I tell myself daily, like, I'm here because I fucking created it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, exactly. You're in the situation that you're in because, like, you created it. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about, man. It's so crazy to think about, you know. And you know, I think a lot of that leads into, like, guys, like, when we're talking about that, changing our thoughts, changing our, like, becoming more aware, becoming more present. And it all starts, you know, just to do, we'll do one more question for today's episode. It goes back to like creating routine in your life and like healthy habits, you know? So when we establish these healthy habits, that's what allows us the opportunity to do the inner work, to become more aware, to do the reprogramming, to practice mindfulness, to do all of these things. It's like, how do you set yourself up for your day? And that was a question that was from someone in the Yogi Show podcast, the community Facebook page. So let's hit on that for our last question for this episode of the inaugural episode of Down the Rabbit Hole, because it'll probably be a few minutes long because we each can explain it. So who wants to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first, Pedro.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm just going to tell about my morning routine, and we'll each tell our morning routine and what sets us up for success. And, you know, that's not to say that there's just, and you'll understand now that there's not just one right way. You know, exactly. There's not one right way. Just like Brian was saying about yoga, like, there's not one right yoga that's like for everybody. Like, you got to find what works for you. But these are just some offerings and opportunities to hear like what we're doing. So for me, it's alarm daily at 5 a.m. or earlier. So it's usually 4:45 or 5, and it's a wake up at that time, and it's. I usually do the meditation first. So it's meditation first, unless I'm feeling yoga that day. It'll be yoga first and then the meditation at the end. But then I'll just usually fall asleep because it'll be like Savasana extended and I'm out, you know, I'm out. But it's moving the body. So whatever it is, like, for it's moving the body within the first hour. So meditation and yoga, and definitely no phone. Like, it's a hard no on phone for the first 1 hour, like a hard no, like it's not happening. So that's for me. It's like meditation and yoga first thing is what really gets me going. I'm trying to implement the gratitude list. I do it mentally, but it's not the same thing. I've learned that writing shit down is so much more powerful because you actually see it go onto the paper, you know? And so you're not only saying it in your brain, you're seeing it. So it's like you're getting twice the fun. So that's for me. I have been implementing the cold showers. I know you guys listened to the Enum Hoff episode that we had Enum on. And the cold showers, it's not only first thing in the morning, not always first thing in the morning though, but I have been doing the cold showers and I have noticed a shift. I'm telling you right now, and I know you guys are going to hit on that, but I know that if you haven't, if you're out there and you're curious about the cold showers and what does it do, if you're able to get in there and you have your warm shower and you turn it on cold at the end, and all of a sudden, like, I feel this like, oof, like I got to do this like shimmy thing in there, you know? And then I breathe into it. But then all of a sudden I'm able to like find this settle where it's just like you drop, like I'm just calling it drop in. Like it's like a, and I'm just breathing in the cold shower. When I allow myself the opportunity to embrace that little discomfort, I'm creating big change in my body mentally, physically. I'm becoming stronger to be able to take on whatever it is that's coming my way. Like I can do, like, I know I got this. So Those are the things that I've been working on, like meditation, yoga, first thing, no phone, and then putting in those cold showers. I'm telling you guys, like, life-changing. And one last thing is my 8-year-old son is also on the cold shower train.
Let's go.
No, he's like, he's ready. He told me last night, he's like, Pa, I want to go into the ice bath. I said,
That's my boy.
I said, we got to go to Anton's house. But he told me last night he wants to go into the ice bath. And I said, holy cow. And I watched him, like, I see him take the shower and allow him to do the, like, the first few times, like, oh my gosh, it's so cold. It's so cold. And then the last time he did it, it was just like, he got in there and he just breathed and he didn't move. He was like a statue in there, just like absorbing it. And I was like, he's getting it. Like, he is getting it. I can see the change. I can see the change in him that's making him stronger up here and opening up his throat, like, to be able to be more confident. 100%.
Wow. So, what a beast.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he's savage, bro. He's ready.
That's a solid routine, man.
Yeah, so that's what I'm up to. Let's kick it to Anton, and then we'll wrap it up with Brian on the routines. Anton, hit us.
Cool. So time of day, I wake up usually between 5:30 and 6. I'll go in phases, though, where, like, I'll wake up every day at like 3:30. It just all depends on me and, like, my willingness to do that. So that's the times usually. First thing I do, chug 2 glasses of water. Got to get some water in the body. Then right after that, I get into journaling. So I do 3 things I'm grateful for, 3 things that would make my day great if they happened. And that just gets me thinking in possibility. And then an I am statement. So, dude, like, today is I am love, just something simple. But it's just something to get my mind preoccupied. I used to start right away with meditation, but I recently changed this. I'll explain why in a second. After that, I read 20-30 minutes, just to, once again, just get my mind thinking. I stopped reading at night because I realized if I was too into my book, I would have trouble sleeping.
Keep reading.
and then after that, I'll get into breath work. So I do 30 minutes of breath work every single day. That's something I never miss. It's got to be 30 minutes. And
what
then,
kind of, can you elaborate on the breath work? Is it the Wim Hof method? What are you doing for breath work?
No, it's a little bit of my own thing that I have found just through my own practices. So it's kind of like holotropic. So with Wim Hof, you stop. With what I do, I don't stop. I just keep going. I'll go. And then I'll do this, like, squeeze at the end where I squeeze all the energy to my brain. And I usually have a really nice release of energy, and it primes me perfectly for my meditation. So the way I have it set up is where I'll do the 30 minutes and then the meditation just starts.
So cool.
Then I'll meditate for about 1.5 hours. And,
Shit.
Yeah. I go long. I constantly try to get better. So it's constantly going, that seems to be more and more. After that, if I do an ice bath that day, I'll just do a 2-minute ice bath, 2 to 5 minute. Or if I don't do an ice bath, I'll do a cold shower for sure. And then I'm rock and roll. I'll eat some breakfast, and then I'm usually in front of my computer by like 9:30.
Nice, man.
Starts the work day. Yeah.
Solid. Dude, that's solid, bro.
It's pretty solid.
No kids to distract, bro. So, like, the only thing in your way is you. Like, Anton is the only thing standing in front of Anton with
that. I have my girlfriend, so we live with each other now.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. You got a little bit. Yeah, you got something else pulling.
But no, it's all good. But yeah, I mean, it's
That's great, dude.
I applaud you guys for having, like, the kids. I don't know about all that, man. That would be tough with the kids. It's a lot of focused time where I'm with me. So,
dude, I love it, man. That's a great routine. That's super great, awesome and inspiring. Routine, I love the journal part in the beginning. I can't wait to listen to that again and get that down about, like, those different little steps. Like, I'm trying to do that. And Brian inspires me all the time to write shit down. Mm-hmm. So
I was never a journaler until I met my girlfriend. Like, I just was like, I don't know. Like, I started doing it, dude. I love that thing, man. I love journaling. It helps me so much.
Yeah. I love it. I've been journaling since 2013 or 2011 on just, like, you know, daily thing. Like, they come up, like, every couple of days I'll write something. And I always find myself writing at 10:30 PM. Like, I don't know what it is, but that's when I'm writing because I timestamp it, but I want to get into the morning thing. So thanks for the inspo on that, man. Appreciate that.
Heck yeah. That's a solid routine.
All right, B-Money. What do you got for us for a morning routine?
Yeah, morning routine. And I've been changing it up just a little bit just because I've incorporated. So my morning routine actually starts, like, I listen to a 8-hour reprogramming throughout the night. When I go to sleep through it, and it's just affirmations. And I put it on like kind of low volume, but I can hear it. So I do, I've been doing that for like 4 months, and it's had a huge impact. It's nuts. And I just want to elaborate on that. Like on month, like two or three, like I was like, when I was half asleep, I was talking shit to the affirmations. I was like, fuck that. That's not, no. Like I could see myself arguing with the affirmations, which I knew was working. Like I knew like it was breaking down my subconscious. So I listen to that like when I go to sleep, and then I wake up to that, and I just kind of lay there for a little bit and like let those affirmations absorb. And then I either meditate for 20 minutes and then write like my intention and write my gratitude list, but I've kind of changed that up. I write my intention and gratitude list before I do my meditation. I do 20 minutes in the morning, and then like I give myself like an hour, and this is no phone. Like, so for 30 minutes, an hour, like I don't even look at my phone other than like, you know, I have the sound on for those affirmations. And yeah, I've been incorporating like a cold shower, and I just do that for like mental toughness. Like I just it's a way for me, and I forgot her name, but it's that count, that five count.
Mel Robbins.
Mel Robbins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like whatever I need to do, I just start counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I get in the cold shower.
That's
because I talk myself out of a lot of things. If I give myself more than 5 seconds, I'm fucking not doing it. So I just I do that. And I've been incorporating that with my son when he wakes, like when I wake him up for school, I'm like, all right, 5, 4. And he's out. He's out of his bed by 1. So like, those are the little things that I do. And each of them was hard when I first started. So, you know, if you're trying something or trying a morning routine, start with maybe one thing. If you're listening, maybe start with no phone for 30 minutes. You don't need to do like all of our morning routine. Like how long have you guys been doing your morning routines?
Dude, long time.
So long. And I've just recently, like, it's always evolving because you start to realize how much it helps you. So you want to keep getting it better and better and better. So like, I definitely didn't start with an hour and a half meditation, 30 minutes breath work. Like that's not where I started. It was more of like 5 minutes and, you know, build up.
Exactly. I love that you said that, Anton, that you're giving people like a reason to, you know, that they don't have to do all of this stuff. Like just pick one thing and start. Like my first thing was like just setting an alarm for 5 and actually getting the fuck out of bed. Like that was number one.
That's a huge, great accomplishment. Most people don't wake up at 5. I mean, they don't.
And it was like 4:40 for a minute. Brian's like, you just got to wake up earlier, bro. So I was getting up at 4, and I was like, but then I realized like I prioritize time and I have to do it so early, but whatever it is, like whatever the number is for you out there that are listening, it's like, okay, like I can give myself more time in the morning if I was like 30 minutes before I'm doing now. Cause if I'm always running out of time in the morning, okay, like give me 30 extra minutes. Those 30 extra minutes that you take to prime your day will be better than those 30 minutes of sleep that you had before that alarm clock went off. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so 100%. And it changes and it's constantly evolving. Like y'all said, now I'm changing up my morning routine is like, I'm adding like physical yoga to my morning routine because it's so important to me that I move my body and that I like release the tension, like in certain parts of my body. Like for me, I hold my tension in my hips. So like waking up and doing like a child's pose and centering myself that way, instead of sitting upright, you know, an easy seat works for me. And I don't know if it works for you, but like that's something that you have to figure out, is like maybe a nice child's pose right when you wake up and just kind of let everything settle and ground is like your thing. But find your thing. Find your thing, everybody. Like find, like our main thing is find a morning routine. Do a morning routine. It's so important. It sets up your whole day. No matter what you do, find a morning routine.
Yeah, no doubt. Whatever it is. And there's so these are some awesome tips that we have. If you're into like something written, our amazing blogger, Katie, wrote an incredible blog on morning routines that's on the website. You can go check it out too, if you're looking for some other things. And sometimes people just want to read shit. Like I'm not a reader, like just tell me what to do. But you know, if you're like, you want to see some more tips, like Katie wrote an amazing article on morning routines last week. So super cool.
Be curious too. That's the last thing I just wanted to add. I think like so many people are like, oh, I don't like meditation. Oh, I don't. You're okay. Oh, I don't like meditation. Oh, I don't like journaling. I don't like reading. I don't like gratitude. It's like, neither did I when I first started. Like I thought a lot of this stuff was kind of weird. And now I don't miss a day because I know how different my day will be when I don't do them. And so many people, they just roll out of bed, they eat breakfast, and then they go to work. It's like, yeah. I'm telling
mindlessly,
you, like you mindlessly. Said, Pedro, like yeah. wake up 30 minutes earlier and just do something and give yourself a solid 60 to 90 days trial of like yeah. a solid attempt and see, just be a scientist, be an experiment, yeah. see how it affects your day. So
be curious. Be curious. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. This has been so awesome, you guys. Like, this has added so much value just to my life alone. Listening to you guys are inspiring, man. And I know that people out there that are listening right now are inspired to try something new, to be curious. So this is awesome. I can't wait for the next episode that we're going to do a month or so from now, whenever this thing comes out. And amazing. You guys are crushing it and inspiring me and inspiring others, man. Let's do this. Let's keep this rolling, man.
Let's go.
I appreciate you all. Like I've learned so much just in this, you know, 60 minutes or however long we've recorded. And everybody out there, like, really don't fucking take it so seriously. That's what I have to tell myself, like, over and over again. Don't take it so seriously. We had David Snyder on, and he's an NLP, like, hypnotist guy. And he said something that really helped me. He was like there's a point where you just like got to just fucking move on, you know? Yeah. And like, cause you're always going to find shit to work on with yourself. And that's always me. Like, I'm always going to find something to work on and be better. But then there's sometimes you just got to fucking let it go and move on from what you're working on. Like, you got it. Let's move forward. So just wanted to say that it was great shit. It really helped me out.
Love it, man.
Fuck yeah.
I appreciate you all.
Anton. Amazing, bro.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And by the way, if you're still listening to the show, Anton is on his way to Poland in like a week. And so he's going to hang out with the Iceman himself.
Oh, awesome. And
we are going to save that for the next episode to go down the rabbit hole about a little bit about that experience, the ice. And, you know, well, so if you're listening to the episode still, please DM us, email us questions about our next episode that's coming up. Anything you want to go deep down the rabbit hole on and want us to hit on, please send us a message, an email, a DM. However you can get a hold of us, join the Yogi Show podcast community Facebook group where we're all hanging out over there. You can ask some questions in there and we'll get to them. So brothers, until next time, namaste, friends.
Namaste.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Thank you so much for listening to the Yogi Show podcast. Visit us at theyogishow.com. We provide the show notes, the links on this episode, previous episodes. Definitely check that out. Thank you, Clever Yoga, for being the sponsor on the show. They're offering our listeners 20% off their products using the code YogiShow20. You can go to cleveryoga.com. That's CleverYoga.com. Use YogiShow20. That's get you 20% off their products. I use their Liquid Balance yoga mat. I love it. I've had it for a year. Use it indoor, outdoors. It's durable. It's great. Check it out. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.